Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Who was that guy talking on Zoom today? That could not have been Kevin Stefanski. I feel like Kevin has been possessed
by somebody. Like the Monstars in Space Jam?
Yes.
Somebody came and took over his body?
So somebody has stolen Kevin Stefanski's mojo. He never makes those announcements on Monday. We were talking before the show. And you're like, hey, what are they going to do? I'm like, well, this is Kevin. He certainly was going to announce it last night. He's probably not going to announce it today. He's probably going to say that Dylan Gabriel's still in the protocol and we have to evaluate the situation and this, that, and the other. Lo and behold, he comes out today. He's like, yeah, sure, I won a game yesterday. He can play this weekend against the 49ers. I was like, okay, fantastic, great. We don't have to worry about that on Wednesday. Thank you very much, coach.
I think it was just so obvious that he had no other recourse but to do it.
Yeah, I mean.
But that's all it was.
Well, okay, hypothetical. If he would have gone back to Dylan Gabriel, right? If he would have said, Dylan's the starter, so and he's out of protocol, Dylan's going to start against the 49ers. How do you sell that to anybody? How do you sell that to the locker room? And then also, too, how do you sell it to the fans that have tickets for Sunday's game against San Francisco?
Yeah, you couldn't. You couldn't. He was, but this is what we told Shador to do going into this game, right? Is you had to make it undeniable. And he did. And so, like, all the credit in the world goes to Shador. I will, at some point, we can discuss whether or not Stefanski gets some semblance of credit or anything as far as the game plan, as far as all that is concerned. The quick TLDR version of that is going to be, basically, I'm not there yet.
Right.
I'm just not. We watched Shador be really, really good in a few different plays in that game and really showcase what he can do. And I just don't know that that was necessarily because Stefanski or Tommy Rees did anything awesome. I think people are lining up to give Stefanski credit because that's how this works. But if he was that great at his job in getting just basically whoever to be able to perform, then wouldn't he have already done that through the first, 10 games of the season? Like Shador deserves credit in this, and I just don't want to strip him of that. I feel like the part that gets me angry about that conversation, Daryl, is the people that are giving a bunch of credit to Stefanski today feel like you're doing it because you don't want to give credit to Shador, and that's where it feels wrong.
I don't know if they don't want to give credit to Shador. I don't know necessarily. I think Tommy Rees deserves more credit than Kevin does because Tommy Rees is the one now that's legitimately in charge of the offense. He's the one now putting this is what Kevin told us a couple weeks ago. Kevin's the final decider, the decision maker, whatever. But it's Tommy Rees's show to run with it. Put the game plan together, the script.
But do you think he'd be doing this? Do you think he'd be doing this with Dylan Gabriel? We know that answer. That answer is no.
Because Dylan doesn't have those intangibles that Shador does.
Of course he doesn't. And so I guess maybe that's where I get a little angry about it. It's like, well, it's obvious. Shador can stretch the field. He can throw the ball deep. He can do all this. And so where I'm falling short in giving Stefanski a bunch of credit is then this is also the guy that then, October 7th said, congratulations, you're the backup quarterback. And made Dylan Gabriel the starting quarterback while then having Shador as the backup in that instance. And it's like, I just, I don't know that you get to walk away unscathed out of all this. I don't know that you get to walk away looking shiny clean when for months you told us that he wasn't ready. For months you told us that he couldn't do the job and this and that and all these other type of things. And then it turns out not only can he do the job, he can win you games as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he won one game. Let's see if he can turn that into a plural this weekend and put the S on
fair.
The end of it.
Okay, fair.
Okay,
yeah,
let's
yeah.
see if he can go out there and do it again. Tennessee's coming up on the schedule. That's certainly a winnable game as well.
Hey, but he's got to get there, and that's the sad part. He's already in the spot where he's got to get there.
Again, he's on probation. Not double secret probation, but he is on probation, and it's a week to week situation. But I don't know how you can even at this point, barring an injury, and I hate saying it because I don't want to put that out into the ether there, but
yeah.
Barring an injury, I don't even know how you can go back to Dylan Gabriel at this point. Just watching that sideline, okay? Just watching that sideline and the reactions every time CBS would cut to the Browns sideline with Shador either on the field or when the defense is on the field and Shador is on the side, you know, we're getting prepping for the next drive.
Yeah.
Seeing the involvement and the enthusiasm of everybody. And maybe I'm being completely unfair. Maybe I'm misreading the situation. Fine. All I can go by is what I see with my four eyes. And what I saw with my four eyes is that they were more into the game yesterday than it felt like they had been in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without question.
And that's just human nature. Like, I get it. I understand it. It's like you're sleepwalking through four quarters with Dylan Gabriel out there.
Well, but they've
no chance to win with Dylan Gabriel on the field. You had a chance to win last week against Baltimore. It didn't pan out. That's life. That's sports. This past week,
That's kind of the point, though, is that like, I don't think it's an accident when, for instance, they go to Dylan Gabriel looking for a spark in week five. That spark doesn't happen. They change the play calling duties to Tommy Rees looking for that spark. That
right.
spark doesn't happen. But then the guy that we've told you the entire time is an igniter, is somebody that can give you that spark. He gets inserted into the game, gets a full week to prep, and then starts. And then there we go. We got this big energy boost.
You were 2-8. Like, You needed something to inject
but
life.
But I don't think it's an accident. And this is where I want to give Shador a bunch of credit, is I don't think it's an accident that they all of a sudden got that jolt of energy and that spark with the one guy we've been telling you the entire time that could offer that up.
You know,
like, this is what he does.
You know, a quote just popped into my head right now as you were saying that.
What's that?
Amari Cooper, when Joe Flacco was here in 2023.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah.
The energy multiplier.
That's right. Energy multiplier.
That's what
I remember you talking about that in particular. Yes.
That's what Shador Sanders is for this football team right now. Okay. Season's over. Like, this is all about evaluation and getting ready for 2026.
Well, turn into a Joe Flacco like experience, though?
I'm going to say no just from the standpoint Joe got you to the playoffs.
If we got dog walked by Houston and in a game that is the biggest financial wager I have ever lost in a sporting event, by the way. Fun fact about that Browns Texans game.
Friends in the desert took you?
I bet I didn't see a way the Browns are losing that game. I still have a hard time looking back and seeing how they lost that game the way that they did.
Not only did they lose,
they got dog walked.
That's a very kind way to put it.
They got dog walked. 216-474-0092. The two pick sixes still stay deep in my heart. Dwayne in Dallas. What's up, Dwayne?
Hey, what's going on? Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Good afternoon. What's up?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
In your mind.
Yeah, bro, I just want to talk about Shador, man. You know, I'm watching you guys and listening to YouTube, man, and some of these comments, dog, I just want to address, bro. No, for sure. So let's talk apples to apples. I was doing some deep diving last night after the game, and so against the Jets, Dillon Gabriel in the third quarter was 2 of 5 for 25 yards. One of those plays was that screen pass that he threw in the stands. Yesterday, Shador had like the same stats. But then in the fourth quarter, he completed that same, well, you know, the version of it. He completed a screen pass that got him his first touchdown. So my thing is, these people in the comments and a lot of stuff I keep seeing about, oh, it was the Raiders. Bro, we lost to the Jets, bro. We lost to the Jets, bro. It was the Jets. And we.
I got you. Oh, Dwayne cut off there. I did not cut off Dwayne. Dwayne cut off there. The funniest thing out of that call, outside of the actual line with the Jets, is the idea that he's in the YouTube chat and the chat's getting so enraged. He's like, forget the super chat. Forget like commenting in the chat. I'm just going to call you up and then be like, hey, YouTube chat, here's why you're wrong. That's really funny to me. That's a good, that's a funny
apparently
development.
Apparently the YouTube chat on Afternoon Drive's lit today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.